ready. You know, because it takes, somebody was saying it earlier, have the spiritual energy to be able to see things through. And I ask you, Lord, just give us the energy to grab hold of your word, not my word, but your word, Lord, that it would we'd appropriate it to ourselves, that Lord, what you want to speak to us. We're not playing games here. We're not trying to be religious. We want a meeting with you. We want to be used of you in this world. And Lord, we just ask now that you make things meaningful to us, and that you give us that energy and that strength and the understanding that we need. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought that all of the things that happened were good for what the message is for today. And I'm going to tell you what the message is, but when I first start this out, you might wonder what's he talking about. So, but I will get to the core of it. First of all, just want to say it's been a long month. We've had a lot of things that we had to do, you know, when you have to clear out a lot of crap.
That's exactly.
And we had
that's my favorite word this month.
Yeah, crap was the word we used the most this month. With things that were left behind for us to take care of. Right, that didn't belong to us, but we had to deal with it. Does that happen in your life, that you have to deal with other people's stuff lots of times? It's enough that we have our own things. It's you know, it becomes overwhelming when you not only have your own, but you have others' junk that you have to deal with too. So it's taken a lot longer to get settled. Kathy and I were just saying on the way up here, the dust is just starting to settle. So we're starting to feel like, you know, with how things have been going. But I just want to encourage you that, you know, we come here after about a month now, and wow, the vibrancy of the Spirit of God. And sometimes, you know, you don't notice day by day, week by week sometimes, but you get away from something and then you come back and you go, oh, it's a breath of air, fresh air. You know, it's good for us. And we can be in the midst of it sometimes and not even realize how good it really is, because it's all around us. You know, we're used to certain things. So I appreciate the spirit of what God is doing, and I pray that we don't ever get too blasé about what the Lord is doing in our midst. You know, lots of times we look for great grand things, and it's the person that's staying at it, walking in faith day by day, persevering under trial, not allowing the things that have happened in the past to have our heads hung down, but realize that we have been called out of the world system to be something different and something grand that God has for this world. We have to be light in a dark world.
Yes.
And would anybody disagree that the world is in a dark place?
Yes.
You know, you would say that it seems like it's even getting worse. And it rubs off on you.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It rubs off on you. And you know, you have to Not that we're so, that we're snobby or that we think we're better than anybody, we're not. We're just as corrupted as anybody else. And but for the grace of God, right? There we would go to, right? And the things that have happened in the past, God can give us the power to set those things aside. Amen? We have to look forward. There's grand, I think Reggie said, there is grand things ahead.
Yeah.
Because God is in control. God takes things and he turns things that the enemy has planned for bad, and he will make it good. He will turn things around. When things look the darkest sometimes, light is right around the corner. And what God doesn't want us to do is to give up early.
Right.
You know? You press it in sports contests, you know, the two teams are pretty evenly matched, and it's back and forth and back and forth. And the team that just gives up just that little bit is just tired of the fight. That team's going to end up losing. And that isn't what God's called us to. So I want to talk about the scripture is out of Romans 8, but I'm not going to go there first. I want to talk about a couple other things first. But you and I, God tells us in his word, we are more than conquerors. And that just really jumped out at me. More than conquerors? I want to tell you what the Lord showed me about that. But first of all, you know, there are certain truths that will jump out at you and I at different times as we're reading the Word. One of the things that I've talked about a lot here is that God is sovereign, but we co-labor with him, right? God doesn't do everything with a magic wand. He doesn't just display his power all the time. He actually uses you and me, doesn't he? That's how he does it. Mostly, he works through the kindness and compassion and the love and the relationships of people to people. That's how he does it a lot. That's why we're called the body of Christ, because it's where his hands and feet, where his mouth, where his, right?
Yes.
So this is where it's at. And so we have a very special part to play in the plan of God. We can't just sit on our hands and say, God's going to take care of it all. Now, there's a truth there. But God's plan is that we are going to be usable pieces on the chessboard. Isn't that right? And we have to see ourselves that way. We have to elevate our thinking and understand that in little ways and in big ways, but lots of times in little ways, God is going to use us to brighten up what's going on in the community. Right? By the way, we reach out to people. It's wonderful that we've started the Tuesday thing. And, there's all kinds of ways, little ways and big ways, that God is going to use you and I. A kind word. A card that's written, whatever. Right? Lots of different things God is going to use us to to produce what he wants to produce in this life. And because God uses people a lot, there is an enemy of God that therefore becomes our enemy. And you know who that is. And there's a whole thing about spiritual warfare that we've talked about in many different ways, coming at it from many different angles. And because of the time that we're in, the enemy knows his time is getting short. And so he comes in a lot harder now. It's like it doesn't stop. There's one thing after another that is happening in the world that throws our heads around. Isn't that what happens a lot? You think about what the scripture describes the enemy to be like. Give me some words that describes what?
I need the mic.
Oh, that's right.
It's on the podium.
What? Just a minute or two here. What are some of the words that describe this enemy of ours?
Apathy.
He makes us apathetic. You know, that's how he tries to get us so that we don't care about things. Who cares?
He's a liar.
He is a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He speaks to us. He says things. He tries.
He comes to destroy.
He comes to destroy you and I. Destroy our relationships. Destroy the way we think about ourselves. Right?
Yeah, he's a deceiver.
He deceives us. That whole lying thing. That's his big thing, isn't it? To lie. He's not of the truth. Okay? Anything else?
Rob.
He robs us. Have you ever noticed, I'm starting to understand the scripture now, I'm feeling like I'm really connecting with the body more, and then something happens to try to steal that from you. I can't make it to church this week. Oh, I can't make it next week. Tries to rob us of the things that are going to bring the spiritual strength and understanding that we need to proceed in this life, right? Anything else?
Greed.
Say?
Greed.
Greed, right? To gather to yourself and, you know, hold on to material things. What were you going to say, Tom?
He fell from heaven because he was proud.
Pride. Hey, I'm doing pretty good here now, you know, and I'm needed, and I can do this, and I can do that. I said to Kathy, I'm going to let everybody know I'm starting to be a handyman. I can do these little things now.
Don't be proud.
I can't be proud. But I've done things down there that I wouldn't even try.
It's true.
Because the way I think about myself, and I've locked myself into this little tiny compartment that, and I'm starting to see myself a little differently. And it's important for all of us to understand there's greater things for us that God has for us to do. Amen? So,
yes.
Somebody's going to say something.
He tries to kill our spirit.
He wants to discourage us, right? He wants to divide. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. Divide us from one another. Doesn't he? Any way that he can, he's going to look to divide the body of Christ from the body of Christ. Right? You from me. That person or that group from this group and so on. Because I think one of the last, not the last one, but a couple messages ago that I brought, there's power in numbers. And if we together can be more powerful in the realm of the Spirit to bring down strongholds, as the scripture says that we can do, what do you think he's going to do? A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. We have to watch very closely not to allow the enemy to divide us off from one another. Because in numbers, we have a greater spiritual strength. Isn't that right? I'm all over the place from what I don't even know what I'm doing now. But the enemy, yeah, go ahead, Cheryl.
God has given us a spiritual path to follow. And God has given us a spiritual path to follow, and the devil is dripping the pathway with physical stuff that makes it easier for people to follow that path
easier,
in our life here.
Yeah.
So it makes like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's easier.
Candy.
Yeah. What?
I can talk.
Sure.
All
right.
So,
He's a distractor and he causes confusion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He distracts us, gets us off the course.
Yes.
And causes us to be confused.
For sure, doesn't it? And even to the point, even as Christians, to end up even hating, getting severe reactions toward different people, right? We need to hate evil. But we shouldn't be hating one another.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
A couple things I want to get to here today. All right, so one of the other things about the enemy, this enemy, is that he's very subtle.
Yeah.
Now, what's that word mean?
Sneaky.
It's kind of like behind the scenes. What? It's not obvious. It's behind the scenes he's doing things. In the dark. You know, when you're in the dark, it's easier to cover what you're doing. And he is a spirit of darkness, isn't he? And he looks to do things behind the scenes, where people don't realize that things are happening that are happening. Is that right?
Mm.
Very subtle. And so we need, as children of light, to be aware of these things. We have to understand this. If we're more than conquerors, the next scripture I'm going to get to, if we're conquering in the realm of the Spirit, if we're fighting a spirit fight and we're to win, to conquer, then we need to be aware of his devices, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
Okay? All right, so I want to read to you Romans 8. Okay? So if you will go there, Romans 8, I'm going to start in verse 35. I'm going to read through, I think, 39, 38 or 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Or distress? or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Now, when we're going through any of that, let's just talk about the stress of today. Does the stress separate us from the love of God? No, God, no. God loves us when we fall and smack our nose on the ground. When we just go our own way, God still loves us through the things that we're going through. There's consequences. We reap where we sow. Yeah, those kinds of things are going to happen. But God loves us, will forgive us as we turn to Him. When we say, God, I'm sorry that I did it for the 3 millionth time. Please forgive me again. You all know that He's going to forgive you. Don't you?
Yes.
Sometimes the things that we go through, it doesn't look like, you know, like what was said as far as Rob was concerned. You know, you look at it, we would judge it, what happened, God? You didn't listen to our prayers. But we see things differently than God sees things. God's ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. And so we need to trust in that, don't we? So no matter what's going on around us, however it looks, shouldn't dissuade us from continuing to move in faith, continuing to pray, continuing to press in to do what God has asked us to do, right? We should never stop. Give up. All right, so it goes on, and it says, as it is written, for your sake, or for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Doesn't sound too good. I thought God was supposed to be taking care of us. See, because we judge this life in a certain way. God has a different kind of way that He looks at things. Doesn't He?
Yeah.
And then He says, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Boy, it doesn't look that way from what He just read. We're in nakedness and we're in famine and persecution and peril and sword, but we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. That doesn't even seem to make sense, does it? Except that every single one of us here knows that God loves us. Yeah?
Right.
How do you know that?
Because the Word tells us that.
Oh, you guys are reading ahead. Yeah.
Forgive it.
We know that we're forgiven because what happened?
He died for us
already. He loved us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That should convince any of us, shouldn't it? That's part of God's plan. And that's the beginning of the plan. We can't even ask or think what God has planned for us out in the future. We can't comprehend. With our little minds, we can't comprehend the things that God has planned for us out ahead. Do we? Can we? And then it says, and all these things were more than conquerors through Him who loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, or life, or angels, or principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, or height, or depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So, you and I are more than conquerors no matter what it looks like. No matter how we evaluate it, God tells us we are more than conquerors. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Through him.
Yeah.
Through him. We can't do it ourselves.
This is a real important point, isn't it? We better be in him, right? We need to be listening to him. If we as the church are not listening to him, are we, well, in a final sense, we're conquerors in that we're going to go to heaven. But do we live in a everything goes our way kind of world?
No.
I think we understand that, right? The thing about being a conqueror, you know, when an army comes into an area and they conquer, you know, there's good soldiers in that army, and there's not so good soldiers, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And anybody that's in the army can say, "I'm a conqueror. We just took over this area." Yeah. Anybody that's in the conquering army would say, we're conquerors. But the scripture says we're more than conquerors. And what that's saying is, God wants us to be good soldiers. Not just soldiers in his army. Yeah? Not just run-of-the-mill grunts. People who think, who are on their knees praying to God. Yeah?
Yes.
People that are not just, flexing spiritual muscle, but people that are hearing God and being obedient to what he tells us to do. Knowing the rules of engagement. Do you think that, when there's a very strong principality working in a particular area, let's say Gorham, Berlin, Milan, New Hampshire. If there is, let me get this straight. How many of you believe that there's spiritual forces around here? You think there's good spiritual forces and there's bad spiritual. There's spirits of darkness and there's spirits of light.
Yes.
And they're all, because they're all over the world, aren't they? It isn't like we're left alone up here. There's spiritual things going on all the time that we can't see. Right? When that's taking place, do we realize that there are certain kinds of spirits that we as one individual can't push against, even though we're claiming the name of Jesus? Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Daniel.
The book of Daniel. What's the book of Daniel? What's it say in the book of Daniel? Yeah. Tell me.
Well, he had to pray 21 days. He was praying, and
When the angel finally got to him, the messenger finally got to him, he said he was delayed because he had been fighting against principalities
yeah.
over Daniel's area.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, so we should know this, right? We understand that in spiritual battle, it isn't just that it's all this simplistic that, oh, okay, well, we just name the name of Jesus and it doesn't matter what spirit we're dealing with, they're just going to run away. They don't run away. Because they are testing you, yours and my faith, number one. And if an angel of God, who is sent by God to minister to Daniel, is stopped by an angel of darkness, who isn't listening to what the good angel is saying, do you think that that angel is going to listen to what you're saying? Do you understand this? There are times where God has set it up that we must be together, and that there is power in the agreement of God's people. It takes more than just a simple commanding something to pulling down some stronghold isn't just going to happen right off the bat. Do you understand that? That's not taking anything away from God. This is how God set it up. There are certain rules of engagement. And it's obvious from the scripture that if an angel can be stopped by another angel, that we're not going to see an immediate answer to prayer. Isn't that right? It's important for us to realize this, and that we must be people that are not going to give up. And so the enemy tries to wear us down. He pushes against us. And when things aren't going our way, or we're praying for something, we don't see a result, he wants us to give up. Oh, prayer doesn't work. That's where he wants to get us to. Prayer doesn't work. Hasn't worked in this thing or that thing. And then we give up something that we have, that we're more than conquerors. We have been given authority. And we just think it's just going to be a little cakewalk. Get out of the way, Satan. Get out of the way, Satan. Get out of the way, Satan. That isn't how it works. That's not the rules of engagement that we are under, the way God has set up this universe at this point. Do you understand this?
Yes.
So this makes us have to realize that it takes perseverance. Yeah? It takes, I'm not giving up. I'm going to see this thing through. Things aren't going the way and it seems like it's getting piled on top. No, we're going to see this thing through to the end. God is going to be with us, and if he's with us, who can be against us? But it doesn't look that way, right? Here's all this distress and famine and sword and all this stuff, and it doesn't look that way, and that's why we have to be people of faith, don't we? Jesus says, am I going to find faith when I come? Because things are probably going to get even worse. And we have to see through the muck of all of this and trust God enough that we're gonna walk through to the end as good soldiers of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants from us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have you turn to it, but I'll just give you these scriptures. 1 Timothy 1:18 says that we're to war a good warfare. Please, God, just protect people, and we can give very general prayers. We can say prayers because it's prayer time, and we're trying to get through the prayer time so we can go watch the football game. Or you understand what I'm saying here? We can go. That's not good warfare, is it?
No.
And we all. We're all guilty. We just get through. There is a warfare going on here. And this enemy, this adversary, wants to destroy you, wants to flood you out. The scripture says, especially at toward the end, he's going to come in like a flood. You ever see, you know, when it rains really hard and long, that you get the rivulets of water and it erodes out the weaker places of sand or dirt. And then if that continues, then what hasn't been eroded can start to erode. You know, when we just allow the enemy to just erode certain areas of goodness, certain areas of relationship and relationship with the Lord, once the erosion starts taking place, if we don't take care of that, there's more areas of our life that are going to get eroded. Isn't that right? That's what happens. That's what the enemy does. And he does it subtly. He's doing it in the background. And if we're not careful, we're not noticing what the enemy is doing in our life. He's doing all these things he can to take away your focus, to take away your drive and desire to do the things that God wants you to do. That's what he's going to do. So I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 10. It says this. I'm going to start in verse 35. Don't cast away your confidence, which has great reward. You know, when you see yourself as more than a conqueror, someone who trusts in truth, that loves truth, right? Mm-hmm. Truth is important. Don't cast away your confidence. It has a great reward. When you know that you're a child of God and that God is going to be for you, and that when you make a mistake and you turn to God, he accepts you back into the family, and you cry out to live a better kind of life, he's going to help you, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
For you have need of perseverance, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and won't tarry. You know, it's kind of want things to happen, and they're not, and they're not, and they're not, and they're not. And we can just kind of give up. You want to see certain things happen in this world? And you don't see it happening, it seems like it's getting worse. Keep praying. Amen. Keep praying. God is hearing you and I. Isn't he?
Yes,
he is. The just live by faith. And if any man draws back, in other words, stop, just stop. So I give up. I give up. My soul will not have pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There were some other things I was going to talk about, but I feel like this is where I'm supposed to stop. So I want us to realize that now, as much as any time, we need to be people that make a decision that we're going to persevere in our prayer. We're going to persevere in having that hearing relationship with God more now than ever, because things are getting worse and worse. The enemy's trying to come in more and more, isn't he? So Lord, I just ask that we be people that are more than conquerors, that we don't look to the outward things, but Lord, we realize who we are, who you say we are, Lord Jesus. Help us, help Help us to just live in that position, in trust, in obedience, Lord God. For the things that are happening in this world, that we would have the peace, the hope, the insight, the truth to give to other people. Help us, Lord. You've been speaking this for a long time. Help us, Lord, to take a hold of this in a brand new way. In Jesus' name.